comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble! It's Nerds United, a Jittery Monkey podcast. Here's your host, Greg Mahochko.
Hello out there in podcast land. My name is Greg Mahochko, and this is a brand new episode of Nerds United on the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. To my right, in Studio B, he is the co-host of the year, Mike Luther. Mike!
I thought for sure you were going to, like, stop that and start it again, because it's not how you normally start the podcast out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no.
But it I liked it.
I was going for different.
Yeah, I love it.
Thank you.
No problem.
How are you?
About 90% better now.
So let's just go ahead and get. I felt so bad last week. Mm-hmm. I didn't even feel like getting on Facebook and telling people why there wasn't an episode. 2 weeks ago, it was my son who was sick. I mean,
right.
We're going through the topics here in the Facebook chat conversation. And I'm going back to the last episode, which was now 3 weeks ago. And I remember, you know, I looked 2 weeks ago. I said to you, hey, it's Friday night. I said, can we postpone this week's episode till tomorrow night? Otherwise, I fear you'll be walking into a den of germs.
Right.
And you said, okay. And then come Saturday night, all hell broke loose.
Right.
It was not good. You know it's not good when my son falls asleep on my lap just because he's that exhausted.
Right, exactly.
And that's exactly what he did. Like, I'm on one side of the couch, and my wife's on the other, and he's just like, I've had enough. I'm just going to land, you know, pass out where I fall.
Yeah.
Which was in my lap. And that was at, like, 7:15.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, remember you telling me, yeah.
And it was early.
Yeah.
And then at 10:30, he was up screaming with a fever of 102.
Oh my gosh.
So there's, you know, of course, my wife being the medical expert.
Yeah.
She, you know, got him the medicine that he needed, got him into the tub to cool down a little bit.
Right.
You know, in a cool tub, cool rags, everything. And then he threw up in the tub.
Oh. Yeah.
And then he was kind of betterish.
That happens, yeah.
And then he didn't. I mean, he still had that fever for a couple of days. And then last weekend, I felt like death.
Right, yes.
And
last weekend.
And to the point where I was wearing my sick sweatshirt.
Oh, you have a sick sweatshirt?
I have like the comfort sweatshirt.
Okay.
And it's it says Maui on it.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's like one of those, like, my sister went to Hawaii and eloped, and all I got was this lousy sweatshirt.
Well, your sister eloped too?
Yeah.
Because Beth did. Well, I don't know if he's really called it eloping, but, like, there was no wedding. They just went to courthouse.
At the time, I was living down in Cape Girardeau.
Right.
In fact, what is this, 2020? It's coming up on the 13th anniversary. They were married in February in Hawaii. And I'm down in my apartment one night, and they got back, and I get a phone call from my sister, and, you know, like, hey, we made it back safe. Yeah, we're currently at mom and dad's, and I got married. I'm like, what? Yeah,
I'm assuming you knew the brother-in-law, though.
Yeah, I mean, okay, as much as you can know a farmer who hardly talks.
Okay.
You know, maybe, but he'd been around, you know.
Right, okay.
And in fact, they went to Hawaii because there was, like, a ag conference, like a farming conference or something.
Yeah, you know, of course.
As there are.
Yeah.
In Hawaii.
That's, why else would you go to Hawaii? I don't understand.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, we were married, you know, when my wife and I got married, we're like, well, I don't have to go to Hawaii. We don't have to get married anymore.
Exactly.
I mean, that's only what you do. It's ag conferences and weddings.
Yeah, for good.
So, you know, I got this sweatshirt from Hawaii, which it's like the most out of place piece of clothing that you can acquire in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Like, I would have been like, give me an authentic Hawaiian shirt.
Right, you know?
But I got a sweatshirt.
It was probably cheaper.
Probably.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's comfortable. Okay. So I wore it, and that's when I, like, last week, honestly, I thought that I was going to be throwing up all over the place. I did not.
I was also sick. How long were you sick for?
I started feeling crappy on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
And I started feeling less like hell, like, just this past Monday or Tuesday.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that's time spot right for me. Then.
Yeah, yeah. When the weather started, you know, we had a couple of nice days there at the beginning of the week, and I'm like, I don't. And it's weird because, you know, I've got a labor-intensive job, and when you're sick, like, I felt weak.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's just like, oh, my God, this 45-pound jug of water feels like 85 pounds. Oh, crap, there's another one in my other arm.
That's going to sound weird, but I barely worked out this week for fear of, because I like to lift heavy, mm-hmm. or at least heavy for me. And I'm like, I don't want to go, because I, like, same as you, I was feeling really weak. I'm like, I don't want to go there, and I start to lift something, all of a sudden it falls on me, or, you know, because I don't use a spot or anything, you know. But I only did it, like, twice this week. And I don't know, I was thinking about this, I don't know if you're the same way or not. When I was, I don't want to say younger, even, like, early 30s, late 20s, I rarely got sick. Like, I got sick maybe once a year, maybe.
That's about where I'm at.
Me, for some reason, I'm getting sick, like, every 6 months, I feel like I'm getting sick. Not to, like, crazy point, but just, like, I don't know if it's because I'm older or it's because I'm around kids a lot more. There are germs in schools and stuff or what it is, but I don't like it.
I don't. I remember being a kid and, like, not being. I was that kid who would not be prepared for the test. And then I'd be like, I don't feel good.
Right,
and
right.
Send me to the nurse's office. And sometimes that worked. And then sometimes my mom, the nurse, would get annoyed that I'd be like, the office would be calling her, Greg's here. He's not feeling it. He's fine. But don't send him back to class. Damn. You know, like, I never did the Ferris Bueller's. You know, I know it's a little childish, but you got to lick the palm.
Right, right. Yeah.
I never did that. Hindsight. That's my dog. Wanted to be on the show. Hindsight. Might have tried it. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I, like, right now I'm kind of at the point where it's like once a year I get hit really bad that I got to take a day off work. And honestly, I thought it was going to be last week. And I just, like, I don't have any days off to take. I got to power through.
I have a lot of sick days to take, but obviously you can only take them when you're sick. You know, I was, like I told you before the podcast, if school would have been canceled Thursday, actually, for sure. Was, and I, just like a little kid, I was looking at the news, like, come on, because some of them were canceling, but no, not the one I went to.
I knew that you were sick last weekend, mm-hmm. when you said that you went 2 days without going to the gym.
Yeah, in fact, well,
and
I mean,
I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure he's in a coma.
That's why I'm going to the gym after this.
I know you are.
This week I've only went, I usually go 4 days a week, and I've only went twice. Just cause, and I, like I said, last night I felt bad. Mm-hmm. Last night I could not sleep because I just kept coughing. Every time I would lay down, I would start coughing. Then I'd get up, and then I was like, well, maybe if I go to the recliner, cause it kind of, you know, it's not completely flat. You know, no, that didn't work. Eventually I think I was just so exhausted, I just passed out.
We have, you know, our son likes to, at some point in the middle of the night, without warning, just run into our room, climb on the bed, lay between us, like it's his
right.
bed.
Okay.
I mean, he calls it big bed. He doesn't want to go to his bed. He wants to go to big bed.
Big bed, okay.
You know, because it's the bigger bed.
Oh, yes, figure that one out.
And there was one night last weekend, last Friday night or something like that. Where I'm laying in bed and I'm just coughing and coughing coughing. And between that and my son running in, you know, our son running into mm-hmm. the room, my wife got up. She's like, I ain't dealing with this. And I, you know, she left.
Okay.
I don't remember if she came downstairs to the couch or if it's funny because, like, I don't quote unquote manspread.
Right, right.
I don't think I move that much. When I sleep.
Okay.
Well, we were having this discussion just today. My wife's like, you know, your upper half, no, it's pretty stable. But sometimes your legs get going in directions that, you know, like physically seem impossible.
Okay.
She's like, and then when our son climbs to the bed, she's like, I have no room. So a lot of times mm-hmm. she will end up in his bed while he's in our bed. And I'm like, that's not. He's four. He needs to figure that out.
Now I got a suggestion for you as far as him running into the bed.
Locking the door?
No, not even that. You got to do it to him. When he lays down, sometime in the middle of the night, you get up, you run and scream and jump in his bed.
I think you underestimate how great of a sleeper I am, because I don't know he's there until the morning. Because he'll climb over my wife to, you know, nestle in. Like, he doesn't push her towards me, unfortunately. He's like, this is my spot.
Yeah, it's right here in the middle. Yeah.
He's something else.
And I'll tell you, I know for sure I move a lot when I sleep. Like, I feel horrible for anybody that's ever been in the same bed as me, because I constantly roll.
I don't think I do.
I'll take your word on it.
I've been told otherwise, but I
don't. Okay, well, I mean.
Well, let's talk about some good old nerdy goodness, shall
we? Do we have any topics?
We got a few. You want to hit up the book?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
And I'm going to do something I don't normally do and not like.
Shadow Wall Trigger?
No.
Oh.
I'm going to not look up this regrettable superhero.
Okay. Yes, it is The League of Regrettable Superheroes.
I'm going to let Mike handle this one all
by John Morris. I randomly opened it up to one that we've already read before, The Miracle Man. So let me get another page. All right. Nope, not that page either. All right.
Let's maybe try we should this again. Have looked earlier.
I don't even know what the Mother Hubbard?
Try one page prior. Oh,
yeah. Yep, Mother Hubbard. Loosen eyes from out of head. No more children, you'll be fed. That just sounds weird. This is created by Unknown. Ooh, that makes it even scarier. It debuted in
Mother Hubbard, wasn't that a nursery rhyme? Like a nursery character?
I think so.
Like Old Mother Hubbard.
This one seems scarier. Yeah, Old Mother Hubbard.
She looked like a witch.
Yeah, a scary witch.
A scary witch.
A debuted in Scoop Comics number one, Harry A. Chesler Publishing, 1941. Sidekick. Technically, shouldn't she have a dog? ? I don't get that. It just says, yeah, I don't understand that. This is Grace trying to read it upside down, which is good.
Blocking your vision. I apologize.
Oh no, you're fine. It's basically just a witch. And she has an occult armory. She has a lot of bottles labeled Bat's Claw, Siren's Lure, Madman's Blood. And Gray couldn't help himself.
I'm curious.
Gray couldn't help himself. He had to look it up anyway.
I'm trying to figure out if I can find more.
She debuted fighting Nazis.
I think you, if you were a comic book character who debuted in the front half of the 40s, I think you were legally obligated to fight a Nazi.
Absolutely. It was a law back then.
The Comic Adventures of Old Mother Hubbard and Her Dog.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. That says 1819. I don't think that's the same one.
Not quite.
But wonder if maybe that was the basis of, because you said technically shouldn't she have a dog?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's find out here.
There's a lot of pages on this one.
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm not kind of not really. There's just pictures of her. There's almost like a comic book strip here.
Very powerful magic user and accesses her powers through magic rhymes.
Nice.
Mother Hubbard also had a flying broomstick. Witchcraft to battle Nazis and other evildoers. So basically, it kind of sounds kind of like Lady Satan. Didn't Lady Satan battle some Nazis too?
Yes, I believe. She was a spy and stuff like that. And kind of with Lady Satan, we talked about how that could potentially be like a movie or TV series.
I could see
whatever.
I would like Lady Satan to come back.
Yeah, with Mother Hubbard, I would want this in like a Hansel and Gretel type of movie. By the way, I don't want to see a Hansel and Gretel type of movie. They've made a ton of them. None of them are good.
You didn't see the one with Jeremy Renner?
I think I maybe rented it on Netflix when they still got the discs. I know which one you're talking about, but it wasn't anything where I was like, oh, everyone has to see this. They'll still always make them because I think it must be some kind of public domain thing.
Yeah, I mean it's an old enough.
Yeah,
you know. I'm trying to figure out
Hansel and Gretel wood shutters. They have one called Gretel and Hansel out right now, but have Mother Hubbard be in there because you're going to do it anyway. You're going to make a Hansel and Gretel movie anyway.
I didn't realize that Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters was co-produced by Will Ferrell.
Makes sense.
I couldn't remember who played Gretel. Gemma Arterton. You remember her?
No, not at all.
Did you ever see... Prince of Persia, Sands of Time with Jake Gyllenhaal?
No, but I know that movie.
Okay, well, she played the princess in that movie.
Okay.
She was also a Bond girl in, I believe, Quantum of Solace? Second one with Daniel Craig. And I think she's underrated as an actress. I think I'd like to see her in some more.
Sure.
Clash of the Titans. I forgot about that one. The Girl with All the Gifts. So, The Kingsman. Oh, I wonder if that is...
It is. Technically a prequel to The Kingsman.
Okay.
But it's the third Kingsman.
Perfect. Yes. Well, that'd be good.
Yeah. You've not seen the trailer for that?
I don't think so.
Pretty sure I put it on Facebook page.
I'm sure you have. Maybe yeah. I did. I got a bad memory. I don't know if you know that about me. No, you know that about me. So anyway, good British actress.
Yeah.
You know, wouldn't mind seeing her getting some more work.
So you're saying you want her to play Mother Hubbard?
No.
With some makeup?
No.
Who do you want to see play Mother Hubbard?
I'm trying to think of any good witches that I know.
Mm-hmm. Or somebody who's good in makeup. Because you're going to have to be in makeup all day for this.
That's a really interesting... Why would you make me cast Mother Hubbard?
Because we chose her.
Do you know the book chose?
And just like we do every episode, we always cast.
We didn't do that for Lady Satan.
Oh, we didn't?
Did we?
Listeners, go back and listen and tell me. In fact, back and listen to all of our episodes.
She doesn't necessarily have to be old to play.
No, not
old.
At all.
Huh. I got nothing.
Roseanne Barr. I literally just thought of that.
Less controversial than the one I was going to make.
Okay.
But
okay.
I'm not going to say it.
Okay. Wait, does your start with a B? The actress, does it start with a B?
No.
Okay, good. Okay, cool.
Now I'm curious who you were thinking about.
The Marvel actress that you don't like.
Hmm. Not at all. Wasn't even in that realm.
Okay.
Moving.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mother Hubbard. That sure was a comic book character. Three appearances back in the early 1940s. So I threw a question out there earlier this week because I was curious, as I get to be sometimes. And I said, you know, what would be the one, it doesn't exist, but one intellectual property comic book character that if you could put it, you know, into a movie, like make a movie, you're a huge Spider-Man fan.
Yes.
I know there have been Spider-Man movies, but like your ideal, perfect in every way, quintessential Spider-Man movie. I'm not saying that it'd be, you know, for you, but that it was like, it had to sustain you. It was the one movie you could take when you're stuck on a strand, you know, desert island that had power.
Yeah.
Do you know what character that would be? Because I threw that question out there. I got some, you know, several responses I'd like to discuss.
I mean, you pretty much named it. It would be Spider-Man.
It would be a Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Do you know what kind of story it would want to be?
Or? Well, the reason I choose Spider-Man is, when we say Spider-Man, does that include all of it, everybody's Spider-Man related?
Yeah, sure. So like I said, this is...
His entire rogues gallery?
Yeah, this is one movie
that
doesn't exist. I mean, I guess if you wanted to take the fun out of it, it could exist.
Right.
You know, but one movie that is... You know, when you saw that movie, you were on board for every second, every bit of dialogue, okay. every bit of action. It was your quintessential, perfectly told story that, you know, you would want to be buried with. I don't
okay.
know.
So I'm on this desert island. Do I want to get off the desert island, or am I content staying on the desert island? Because it does have electricity, so maybe it's not that bad.
I mean, you're asking too much about the island.
No, because I need this for the movie.
How about both? I mean, pick one for each.
Okay.
I don't know.
So if I want to get off the island, right?
Then you're going to pick something horrible?
No. The Spider-Man movie would be Spider-Man teaching me how to get off an island. Right? Like, he's like, right. Mike, here's how you make a boat. And then, you know.
So you're watching the last season of Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, perfect. Right? Okay. If I was content staying there, which I could see myself content staying on a deserted island, as long as there's electricity there, then, and electricity and maybe Wi-Fi, we can still do the podcast somehow.
Okay.
You know?
Sure.
Or I'll be crazy and be doing my own podcast. But like no one's listening.
Talking to the crabs and right. like the hermit crabs yeah. and the starfish.
Then I don't really care about what the movie is. I choose Spider-Man because, like I said, he has such a good like rogues gallery of villains and friends that he can bring on there. So I don't even know if I would want a movie. Like I would want like a TV series.
You're changing the rules.
But if it was a movie, okay, Spider-Man, I want Venom and Carnage on there. They fight each other for a bit, and then they're all friends, and they fight the Sinister Six, which don't consist of Venom and Carnage anymore.
Okay.
Nailed it.
Well done.
It's a six-hour movie also.
It's going to have to be.
Yeah.
You're trying to pack a whole lot in there, but luckily you're not going anywhere.
And Black Cat's in there too, and Doctor Strange shows up.
Probably for the best.
And Iron Man, but he's only a brief cameo. And then he introduces Wolverine.
So when I posed that question to our friends on social media,
mm-hmm.
One of the responses that I got back from Facebook, which was great friend of the show, Anthony Mathenia.
Oh, yes, yes.
And he said, I don't know if it would sustain me forever, but he'd love to see Saga adapted to film.
I thought that said Sega.
Sega.
I was like, oh, my sweet. What, video games?
Speaking of Sega,
mm-hmm.
Sonic the Hedgehog comes out next weekend.
Yes, it does.
And because, at least right now, my wife has to work Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Friday being Valentine's Day.
Of course.
I'm planning on taking my boy to see Sonic the Hedgehog.
Ooh, nice.
Because he's been watching the cartoon on Netflix, like one of the cartoons.
Right, right.
A dozen of them. And he's big into Sonic.
Seems into it. Cool.
This week.
Right.
So I told him, I said, buddy, you want to go see Sonic? Want to go to Sonic? No, I don't want to go see Sonic. I'm like, oh, guess what? We're going to go see Sonic.
Right.
This is how we're ringing in Valentine's Day. Me and my boy watching a cartoon, essentially.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah. Sweet.
So anyway.
Hell yeah. That'd be awesome.
So no, that doesn't say Sega. It does say Saga, which I've never read. I did have, and I used it as a giveaway here on the Nerds United podcast. It was like the first compendium autographed by, I believe, the writer of Saga, and that was courtesy of Twilight Comics,
Swansea, Illinois.
And had that in my possession for a long time, but never actually opened it and read it because I didn't want to, you know, take the mint. You know, condition
right.
grade off of it. So, gave it away.
You know, speaking of Nerds United and giveaways, I was looking through an old, like, storage stuff I have, mm-hmm. you know? And I still have the first giveaway I received from Nerds United.
Oh, really?
Way before, this is years before I ever came on as co-host. And I believe it was the Black Mask.
Action figure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still have the DC, like collector's edition.
Yeah.
In the white box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of the thousands and thousands of entries, I somehow got picked.
Yeah. And you know what? That's not even because you were close.
No.
I shipped those.
Yeah, yeah, I so. Remember. Because I was in Highland at the time.
I'm pretty sure I shipped it to you there.
Yeah, 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 you did. I was in Highland, and I don't know where you were at. I don't know if you
Salem.
Were. Salem? Okay, yeah.
Yep. Here's a blast from our collective past. Mm-hmm. I received those as a gift from someone we went to school with. He was a year older than us.
Okay.
Do you remember Mike Doherty?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He gave me all of those.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. And he's like, here you go. Pay him forward.
Sweet. So
that's what I did.
Yeah.
I needed the content to give away.
Yeah. So. Oh, and then, okay, we're going to go back. I'll just think of this. Because this came on, I say recently, but maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was a couple weeks ago on my Facebook memories. You, at one point in time, did a, like, Christmas movie marathon, or not marathon, tournament.
Tournament, yep.
Type of thing. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember it. I saw it. I had posted. I had shared it or something. I can't remember. And I was like, so I'm like, I'm really excited about this. Then I remember being really excited. Like, and I forgot what happened or what.
Oh no, we did a vote.
Was it voting? Okay,
it was. Yeah. You know, I put up. You know, the like. I can't remember if it was like and heart or if it was, you know, comment. I think it might have just been comment.
I think it was a comment at the time. Yeah.
And the final two. I believe it was between maybe Home Alone and Christmas Vacation.
That sounds about right. Yeah. Yeah.
Like I was really surprised in the final four, if I remember correctly, was Jim Henson's Muppet Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
So that one did surprisingly well. But that was one of two online tournaments that I ever did in any of my Facebook pages. The other one was when I was in terrestrial radio years ago.
Right.
On my Greg Mahochko official Facebook page, I did the Snack Cracker Tournament of Champions.
Ooh.
And we like cobbled together a list of like 32 different varieties of crackers.
Right.
Or maybe like pretzels.
Right.
You know, I think pretzels got in there once. And the winner of them all, Club Crackers.
Okay.
Beating out like Wheat Thins and Cheez-Its and all that. Club Crackers.
Not that we would have the time to do something like that, but if you were to do a tournament again, what type of tournament would you do? Would you do a food-related one? Would you do Best Wild Turkey?
No. Probably Best Co-Hosts.
Well, that's too easy.
I know. That's the kind of time I have. No, it may be... You know, I'm glad you brought that up because mm-hmm. we might do like a cartoon.
Okay, something. Okay.
And the reason I say that is because... and I think I sent this to you in the Facebook conversation however long ago. I mean, it's been weeks. We should have talked about it last time, but I forgot. But... I saw a screenshot on Twitter from an account, and they were doing like a similar type of tournament.
Right.
But they were talking about classic 90s cartoons, and they were leaving off a lot of really obvious.
I think I kind of remember.
Let's see here. I'm gonna find
because
out.
I was, when you mentioned cartoons, I was thinking. It depends what, I mean, cartoons is very broad.
Here we go.
You could do classic cartoons or even like classic 90s cartoons.
So this one's
greatest 90s cartoons.
Greatest 90s cartoon. And I'm just going to give you this is for you, the listeners, because you can see it.
Yeah.
The field as it is, down the left side of the brackets is Animaniacs, Tiny Toons, Arthur, Doug, Freakazoid, Wild Thornberries, Gargoyles, Captain Planet. Down the right side is Hey Arnold, Recess, Powerpuff Girls, Sailor Moon, SpongeBob SquarePants, Rugrats, X-Men, and Batman. First of all, you don't have X-Men and Batman meeting in the first round.
No, that's...
Arthur making it to the final four against Wild Thornberries, Powerpuff Girls, and SpongeBob is a slap in the face to anybody who actually grew up in the 90s, man.
So, okay, speaking about growing up in the 90s, we did, yes, we were born in the 80s, but, you know, in the 90s, there are some, whenever people say like 90s cartoons, there's some on here that I've watched and some that I never got into.
Arthur was on PBS. That shouldn't even count.
True. Hey Arnold, did you ever get into that one?
Never got into it.
I think we were all too old for it.
Like, I got into Doug. I even watched Rugrats as a wee lad.
Rugrats was, I was, you know, slightly, I felt slightly too old, but I still kind of liked it.
Because, like, the first three Nicktoons were Doug, Rugrats, and Ren and Stimpy.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And Ren and Stimpy's not on here.
And Ren and Stimpy's not even on the list. But here, you know what? From the 90s, cartoon without any other
right
basis.
Yeah.
Beavis and Butthead's not on the list.
They might have wanted to try to make it family friendly. That's why.
Or you know, yeah, more of the after school.
Yeah, type after school. Of, yeah, yeah. Because gotcha. I mean, technically, Simpsons isn't on there either.
Yeah, yeah, right. This is going to ruffle some feathers. This might. I don't know your standing on this one.
It's all right.
I think SpongeBob SquarePants is hot garbage.
I disagree.
I never understood its appeal. Period. Point blank.
I will say disagree. I the only appeal that I kind of, there are some funny moments to it, but it's almost kind of like something you could just have on in the background. You know.
Mm.
That's, I mean, I can't. I'm not going to like force you to like it or be like, oh, what? You don't like it? Like, you don't like it? I don't care.
So, based on the field here, mm-hmm. if you had to project your own, you know, final okay. four.
Well, okay. Well, ours is going to be different. I can tell you that already because I'm going to have SpongeBob SquarePants beating Powerpuff Girls.
Well, yeah, no, yeah, but I'm just talking about final four. Your own, like, start here.
Oh, go
through the list. Just okay. Pick the final four.
Okay. Okay. I've never seen Recess or Hey Arnold, but I'll choose Hey Arnold. Sailor Moon, I never watched. I knew a little bit about Powerpuff Girls, so they do win. Okay. Rugrats versus, you know what? I'm gonna go. Rugrats or SpongeBob SquarePants. I've seen SpongeBob more, so I'm gonna say SpongeBob. X-Men versus Batman. It's X-Men.
I would say the same.
Okay.
So in fact, that's gonna, again, you know, that's gonna piss some people off. I love Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
But I grew up on X-Men. Like, yeah. That was the one that I would... That was appointment TV for me. I would have them coming out of that regional. That'd be in the Final Four. X-Men would be. Sorry, Batman the Animated Series fans.
So, X-Men beats SpongeBob.
He's
definitely. Everybody does. You know? You know what's funny? I was gonna say...
You know why? Because there's no water bubbles underwater.
No, there are. I was gonna say because I know the X-Men theme song, but I also know the SpongeBob theme song, so that doesn't work. Let's see who I know. Hey Arnold, I had the same thing. You know what? I'm gonna choose Hey Arnold just because I feel like it. So far it's Hey Arnold and X-Men.
I actually got more into Recess.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was one of those like eat it or not eat it, or like watch it early in the morning.
Okay.
Like while I'm eating cereal.
Okay.
And it probably wasn't even in the 90s when I was watching it.
Right, but, right, yeah.
But I'd probably have Recess out of that. So I'd obviously have Recess losing to X-Men. But let's look at the left side of the bracket.
Okay. Okay, first of all, why would you have Animaniacs going against Tiny Toon Adventures? That's just not fair.
And like I said, why would you have Arthur in there at all? And why would you have Arthur beating Doug?
Yeah.
Is that alphabetical order? Doesn't count.
Okay, for Animaniacs versus Tiny Toon Adventures, I'm going to go Animaniacs.
I would too.
Arthur versus Doug. Arthur seems too PBS-y, so I'm going to go Doug. So,
easily.
Yeah. And then Doug versus Animaniacs. I know more about Animaniacs, so I'm going to go them.
Me too.
Bottom. Oh, Freakazoid. Okay. Wild Thornberries.
I would have Freakazoid over Wild Thornberries.
Yes, same here.
And Gargoyles and Captain Planet?
Gargoyles.
Yeah. I would also have Gargoyles over Freakazoid.
Yes, yes. So we have Gargoyles. So our final four is, well, my final four is, I believe I said Powerpuff Girls.
I thought you said Hey Arnold.
Did I? No, on this side. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey Arnold. Hey Arnold, X-Men, Gargoyles, and who did I have up there?
Animaniacs.
Animaniacs.
So mine would be Animaniacs, Gargoyles, Recess, X-Men.
So ours is pretty much the same except for
my recessing. Final.
Yeah.
Gargoyles and X-Men.
Yeah, 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 definitely.
Winner?
X-Men.
Yeah, I think you got to.
But if somebody said Gargoyles, I couldn't argue with them.
And if somebody said Batman, I couldn't argue
with them, yeah.
But Arthur in the final four is a slap in the face. So yeah. I'm glad we had that conversation.
Yeah.
I'm glad so we...
If any listeners out there want us to do a tournament, I could probably set something up on the Facebook page.
We could probably do that. We could probably find a couple of photos and smash them together. Yeah. That's what I did.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, if you're that desperate to vote and you know, let your voice be heard, then by God, if you want it bad enough, we'll make it bad enough.
Friend of the show, Josh, because you're the one that comments, let us know what tournament you want us to do.
Friend of the show, Josh, is mad at me because I tell him he like sends me comment or he sends me messages as he's listening, and I'm like, you should comment that. He's like, I don't want to be commenting all the time. I'm like, you ass.
I'm too cool to comment on your stupid page.
So let's dial back the conversation a little bit.
Okay,
back to like the Desert Island movies.
Okay, yes,
because
yes.
I got a couple more. Responses.
Absolutely. Yes.
I'm going to say this one. I know she's not listening, but my aunt follows me on Instagram, which is funny because I don't ever post anything. Not the show,
okay.
But the personal one.
Yeah.
And talking about IPs, she said He-Man because she knows that as a kid I was a big He-Man mark.
Okay.
I'm like, all right.
She's thinking of you. Nice.
The quintessential He-Man movie, who knows? That might be the He-Man movie we get in a couple years.
Are we supposed to get a He-Man movie?
We're supposed to get a He-Man movie.
Was it
2021 or something?
Yeah.
I don't know. And then my buddy Mike said Identity Crisis or Blackest Night. Some okay. DC
mm-hmm.
stories. And I'm on board with... I mean, first of all, I love both of his answers, but my answer was going to be Blackest Night.
Oh, okay.
Blackest Night was the story that got me back into comics. Without Blackest Night in 2009... there's probably not Nerds United.
Ah.
It started on Free Comic Book Day, the first Saturday of every May.
Right.
Check your local comic book store. In fact, go to your local comic book store anytime for any reason.
Do it right now.
I mean, if they're open.
No matter what.
If they're open. Stand outside.
Wait for
them. Unless it's cold. Wait in your vehicle.
Get a blanket.
Yeah.
You know?
They would love to see you there when they roll up.
Huddled up.
But Blackest Night was largely, I mean, while it had almost everybody from the DC universe, it was largely a Green Lantern story.
Right.
So it was in, you know, young Greg's wheelhouse,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
11 years ago. And it's all about, you know, deceased DC, you know, heroes and some villains coming back from the dead.
Okay.
But they're all like, it's almost like a zombie story type.
Right.
You have not read it.
No.
But you will. Not this week. I got to go dig it out.
It's quite all right.
But I bought every issue under the Blackest Night banner. Not just like the main eight, like the main story, but like every tie-in. I have a box upstairs that just says Blackest Night.
Okay.
And I think it might have say like Whitest Dawn or something like that. Like the immediate after effects of that. But I have the entire story minus one issue. One issue I missed and couldn't find it ever again. And I'll never forgive myself.
The story doesn't make sense right now.
No, it's one of the little side issues. It's a little tie-in. It's not, you know, it's not the main beat. But you'll have it. And because I picked it up cold, it was like the first, you know, when you read it, you won't have to have a whole lot of prior DC
right.
knowledge, so it'll work out great.
All right, perfect.
It was all pre New 52 and all that good stuff.
Oh, okay.
So
sounds exciting, and he likes it, so that's good.
And Identity Crisis is written by Brad Meltzer and drawn by Rags Morales, who I just learned tonight is going to be a special guest at the 2020 Cape Comic Con.
And his name's Rags Morales?
Rags Morales. Tremendous artist. I mean...
you have to be if your name's Rags.
I guess you...
Yeah. You either have to be like a tremendous artist or like a hobo.
Probably. You know? Probably.
There's your two choices.
But he's going to be... And I met Brad Meltzer once. when my wife was pregnant with our son.
Oh.
And he had he was doing like a book tour, mm-hmm. and I was, you know, big fan of his novels, his comics, and things like that. So I actually took my wife over to St. Louis, one of their, you know, public library branches, and listened to him, you know, talk about his book as like a little Q&A type of thing. And at the end, you know, if you have, if you buy the book or something like that, you know, you can get an autograph. So okay. I had the hard copy,
right.
which he autographed. And I had, he also, aside from doing the comics and the novels, he also writes the Ordinary People Can Change the World, like kids book series.
Right, right.
And I had one of those that he autographed, and I got him to autograph Identity Crisis.
Hell yeah.
So when I go to Cape Con this year, I can have Rags Morales also autograph Identity Crisis. So
nice,
have
nice.
The complete set.
There you
if
go.
I just get the inker.
Maybe he's there too.
Or colorist.
Or she.
Colorist, maybe.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's my Blackest Night and Identity Crisis story. But Mike, good on the...
good choices.
Good choices. So those are a couple of the topics that we've had. I think, I don't even know how long. Yeah, we're keeping it short this week.
Yep.
It was announced earlier this week that there are rumors, there are talks or in talks of Rick Moranis coming out of retirement for Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yes.
And I think it's interesting that the rumors are for Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and not for the Ghostbusters reboot.
Yeah. And especially it's, I don't know.
By the way, when the house was shut down last week and
yeah.
we were sick on Saturday
uh-huh.
on the Disney Plus app, I might be the first person who found Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and watched it. And I, you know, cause I'm tired of watching cartoons.
I've seen Honey, I Shrunk the Kids on there.
Yeah. But did you watch it?
I've seen Honey, I Shrunk the Kids before.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen a lot of stuff on Disney Plus. I switched over to Hulu.
Well, that's fine.
Same package.
Same content?
No.
Exactly.
They have Brooklyn Nine-Nine on there. That's what I've been watching.
And Letterkenny.
I stopped watching Letterkenny.
Anyway, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, because we watch a lot of cartoons, you know, because the boy demands it. And I'm like, let's watch something we could watch as a family that's not a cartoon, that's
right.
not, you know, the same, you know, three bears out to solve a mystery or whatever.
Yeah.
So we watched Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and my boy kind of enjoyed it.
I will say, with Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, I think I've seen it so many times when I was younger. Cause I,
really?
Yes. That I don't think there's a part on there that would surprise me, or I would say, oh my gosh, I forgot about this. I don't think there's anything on there.
No. No, I don't.
Well, I mean, some movies, you know, even though I've seen them before, I might watch them again. Like, oh, I completely forgot about that part.
And you know, you watch movies from, you know, that you watched, let's say 30 years ago now, since we're in our late 30s.
Right.
And you watch them again now, stumble across them again, and you pick up a piece of dialogue that, you know, the writers snuck in there that wasn't meant for kids.
Right, right. Yeah, true.
You know, it's got that double meaning, and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Those sneaky. Yeah. But I thought Honey, I Shrunk the Kids held up. You know,
I'm sure it does.
My boy enjoyed it. Interesting. Like, and here's the thing. A lot of people are like, oh, you know, why would he come back for this and not Ghostbusters? I mean, you know, maybe there's not a role for him in Ghostbusters.
Maybe
Jason Reitman, when he wrote the movie, didn't have Rick Moranis in mind.
Well, okay. Well, just to play devil's advocate there, I'm sure if Rick Moranis said, hey, I want a part, or do you have a part for me, I'm sure they can write him something.
Sure.
You know?
But now they're not even filming. Now they're, that movie.
But I'm saying when it started.
Yeah.
You know?
And at the time, Rick Moranis was still
retired. Yeah.
If anything, my guess is that, you know, Jason Reitman put a call in. Be like, hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Remember me? I'm Ivan's son.
Right.
I remember watching you, you know, 30-something years ago in Ghostbusters, and I'm bringing it back. You want to be a part of that? And Rick's like, nah.
He's like, I'm going to wait for a Honey, I Shrunk the Kids reboot.
Have you ever seen Strange Brew?
I know what it is. I don't think I've ever seen it.
I've never seen it, but okay. I really want to. I want to find it. And if you know where we can find Strange Brew in a streaming app that's free to us to watch, Let us know in the comments. But anyway, Rick Moranis.
With first of all, you know why he retired, right?
No.
His wife got really sick, and I don't know if she passed away or not, but she got I'm almost positive. Probably on Wikipedia, but I believe she got really sick, and like I said, either passed away or she's still alive. I'm not sure. But then he wanted to stay home and take care of the kids, I believe. Oh, we're reading stuff right now. It says he had not, in fact, retired from film acting.
Become selective about future roles.
Okay, well, that's you're basically retired. I'm sorry. And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way, but...
No, I mean, you're right.
You know.
Oh, apparently he turned down Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
The Ghostbusters 2016, the female one.
That's right. Understandable.
Yeah.
And then speaking of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, this is on Netflix. So obviously they had Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and Honey, I Blew Up the Kid, which is a weird title because I'm thinking you're exploding a kid.
And Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves.
And then I saw one because I think I was looking for Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. This is years ago. And it was Honey, I Shrunk Us or something like that. And I was like, oh, okay. And I started watching it. Well, you know what like Transmorphers are? Where it's like Transformers, but they just get really close to the title.
Oh, yeah.
And Transmorphers, right? That's what I think this was.
Oh, okay.
Because it was like a German dubbed tale about... I watched the whole thing. And I think there was like some kind of like leprechaun or fairy or something like that that shrunk them down. And they just, I can't remember. But they got me.
They reeled you in.
And I wish I could remember the name of it, but I do not remember it.
So elsewhere in the land of televisions and such, Why the Last Man has lost its leading man. There's no more man in Why the Last Man. As Barry Keoghan announced, he left, apparently.
I thought that show was canceled anyway.
Mm-mm. They had filmed a pilot. There was a big, quote-unquote, big reboot in the show's direction and showrunners. Diane Lane still in it, Imogen Poots, Lashana Lynch, Amber Tamblyn, Juliana Canfield, Maren Ireland. Keegan, who was in Dunkirk, also has finished his work on Marvel's The Eternals.
Ooh.
So.
Greg, I'm going to send you something.
To my phone?
To the Facebook, or to I'm going to message it to you right now.
Okey-dokey.
Okay. This was, I believe, 2 days ago.
Uh-oh. Are you updating me?
Yep.
Oh. Why didn't you tell me that before?
I literally just saw it. I literally just looked it up. Because I was trying to figure out what the name of the movie was.
Gotcha.
And then that popped up.
So, new information. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. ScreenRant.com reporting that a report from Disney has indicated that Rick Moranis is not coming back.
Right. But you know what that makes me think? He's definitely coming back.
Or cameo in the Ghostbusters.
That's right.
You can do a cameo anytime. Yeah. You can be like, they could film a cameo tomorrow and right. have it in the movie by, you know, Monday.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well.
Well, forget what we said earlier, I guess.
We spent a whole lot of time talking about Honey, I Shrunk the Kids for no reason. So anyway, Why the Last Man is in trouble again.
Shame. So let's move on. To it.
I can tell. Wait a minute. Let's move on. Oh, I think our last topic, based on the fact that we're at the end of the conversation, is as of February 7th, the day that we're recording this, on Netflix is Lock and Key.
Oh, yes.
And I watched the first 12 or 15 minutes tonight.
Right.
And I think they're going to do well based on what I saw.
Okay.
Now you haven't read Lock and Key.
Well, I was going to say, I know everything there is to know about Lock and Key, but maybe some of our listeners don't.
So, Lock and Key primarily follows the story of three children of a couple who, at least in the book, the husband was, if I remember correctly, was shot while trying to protect his wife, who ended up being raped very early in like the first pages.
Okay.
And shot and killed on the West Coast, so they got really nowhere to go, so they go back to like his family home in like a coastal, you know, Atlantic coast town.
Right, right.
You know, the nuts and bones, nuts and bolts of it.
Good old nuts and bones.
Those nuts and bones that really flies off the tongue. The nuts and bolts of it is that they're in what's called Key House. And they, you know, the youngest kid finds a key, and when he holds the key, like he feels that like something happens to the back of his head. He can put the key in his head, and there are a bunch of different keys. They all have different powers. So, like the first one, when you put the key in the head, you walk through a door, and your body falls down, and like your spirit floats around and things like that. But like I said, they all have different abilities. And through it is like a really well told story. It's like a little bit on like the horror side because it can be graphic at times. I mean, like you heard what the first few pages of it are. You know, there's like betrayal and manipulation and things like that. It's really well told story. And I bought it in like three massive volumes at Twilight Comics, Swansea, Illinois. And I read the entire thing in the course of about a month, maybe 6 weeks.
It does sound really interesting.
And you know, there's, I don't know if there's not time travel per se, but there's, you know, like people from the past always get brought up. You know, it's like there was a group who found the keys earlier, and that was like the dad's friends, and then like, oh, well, you know, there was a tragedy. We got to hide, you know, hide the keys and forget about it. And now, you know, the next generation's finding the keys and events are starting to unfold again. So
that sounds really good.
One of the first scenes that they have in the show is you see a guy who, you know, and because it's called Lock and Key, the first, you know, one of the first things that you see is he's got the keys in his hand. He puts it, you know, and you hear the click, the loud click of the deadbolt, and he's in his home, and he gets a phone call, and they say, you know, so-and-so's dead. He's like, okay, I know what I have to do. And he takes a key out, and it looks, I can't remember exactly, and I don't think it fits necessarily in the original story, but it kind of looks like there's a flame on the end of it.
Right.
And he kind of opens up his shirt, and I'm like, it's not where they were putting keys in the book. And he, like, stabs himself in the heart, and, like, just bursts into flames. His entire house is engulfed in flames and explodes. Like, I don't know where that's going, but that's interesting.
Yeah.
Joe Hill, who wrote the comic, is one of the screenwriters on the show.
Good.
So, and it's, you know, like I said, the first few, you know, minutes has been pretty entertaining.
Do we know how many episodes it is?
It's Netflix, so it's probably too many.
No, I would assume the exact opposite. I would assume like 8 or 10. I would guess 8 episodes. Because a lot of times the Netflix is not that many.
Yeah, but all the Marvel ones were...
Marvel ones were only, I think, 10 episodes. I think the... what was it? Defenders, that was 8.
See, I thought they were up to like 13 or something.
I don't think so. Wait. Good on you could rate and review us, apparently. Oh, that's opposing public. Oh, that's never mind. Okay, never mind.
Okay, here we go. Episodes? 10.
10. Okay.
So, and all of them are available for obvious reasons. Like I said, it's, you know, they have, of the 10 different episodes. You have five directors, each director getting, you know, two, and it looks like it's pretty diverse based on, you know, names. Just names only.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. Be interesting.
Yeah, it does sound good.
Hopefully, I mean, it's definitely not a story that can be told in 10 episodes.
Right.
Probably more like 30 or 60.
Okay.
Like I said,
maybe more seasons.
It was, I don't know exactly how many issues were in each of those books, you know, that I have. No, well, that now a friend of the show, Josh, has.
Right.
And he said, oh, no, I'm going to get to him. Sure you are, Josh.
I know how it goes, Josh. Don't worry.
Yeah. I'm like the comic book library to my friends, aren't I? I'm very benevolent in that way. I had an idea while we're talking about libraries. I've got a lot of books that I've read.
Right.
And will probably not read again.
Yeah.
And I don't know if my son will ever be interested. Like, a lot of them are like wrestling autobiographies and things like that, right. Or at least biographies. And I thought about, like, in the neighborhood, building one of those, like, weather-resistant little libraries and just putting books in there.
They, and I was, when you mentioned that, I was just going to tell you this. If there's any books that are, I would say, middle school kid appropriate, at one of the schools I go to, they have what you're talking about. Somebody built a little tree stand kind of type of library, and it's like take one, leave one type of thing. So
I've seen those before. That was the idea.
Yeah, so they have one, and I go to the school all the time. So if you ever have one, just I'll put it in there. Or if you want one.
But what about my neighborhood?
We're in the same neighborhood.
Are you talking about the school that's right up here?
No, the school I go to, the school I teach at.
Oh, but what about my neighborhood?
Does your neighborhood listen to the show?
I thought you were going to say, do your neighbors know how to read? I think that'll be our show.
If we had to compare neighbors that know how to read, yours would know how to read. I don't know if mine do or not.
Okay.
Just my area.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Readings,
you don't need to read. Who cares?
No, you don't need math.
That's true. Yeah, that's...
And you definitely don't need science.
Yeah, I tell kids that all the time.
And you only need geography if you're going to congratulate the winning Super Bowl team on Twitter.
Yes. Anywho.
That's going to be our show, everybody, because I have to work in the morning.
And I got to go to the gym.
And Mike's got to go work out tonight.
Back and buys.
Pumping iron. Back and buys. Didn't you do back and buys last time you were here to record?
Probably.
Is that like the Friday night tradition?
No.
Backs and buys, everybody.
It just worked out. At least I think I'm doing back and buys. Yeah.
You should do legs and toes.
I did legs and abs last time I worked out.
What about the toes?
Well, the toes are always going to work out.
So that's going to be it. We appreciate you listening and supporting and sharing. Remember, you support by throwing a five-star rating and review on your favorite podcast app if you think we've earned it. And if you don't think we've earned it, tell us why. I mean, we're not above pandering.
You know what? In fact, leave us a five-star review and then tell us why that we don't deserve it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're some people, I'm not going to mention any names, who say that the show's better without Mike, you're wrong.
Yeah. I mean, clearly.
Because he's here. He's here to stay, baby.
Yeah, and I have a feeling we're going to do this podcast long time after somebody else.
This is Nerds United. We're on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram at Nerds United Show. And Mike's going to do some more Instagramming this week.
Yes.
He doesn't know how yet, but he will.
I'm just going to take random pictures of me.
That's fine.
Put them up.
Oh, it could be like your dating profile.
Oh, God. Well, okay, sure.
There you go. Ladies. At Nerds United Show for pictures of Mike.
There you go.
And one of Morbius.
Yes.
It
might be the same. Who knows?
If you stay out of the sun long enough, anything's possible. For Nerds United, for Mike Luther, I'm Greg Mahochko. We remind you this week and every week to be kind.
And rewind.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.